You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour. I want to say like it's like episode 10, but we're like on 4. We're like on 4. It seems like forever since we've been here.
It does. You going to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Appreciate it.
It's your girl, K-Matt.
The queen herself. We are here again with episode 4 of the Queendom Hour, where we're just keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. And this is a tricky episode because I feel like we have so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we want to, you know.
Got to condense that.
Yeah,
boy.
condense it. Because we're going to get to talking and this hour going to go by extremely fast.
Yeah.
So, what was episode 3 was about?
Yeah.
Faith.
Yeah.
Okay. Episode 3 was about faith, and I just want to extend off of that, not specifically talking about faith, but getting our minds set on other things that involves having faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes with, like, I want to talk about so much. But I guess I want to go towards identity.
Okay.
And yeah,
it's very deep there.
Yeah, I'm in a deep mood. Like this weekend,
it's the rain.
It's the rain. The women's conference this weekend, which has been absolutely phenomenal.
Shout out to Lady C.
Shout out to our first lady.
Man, it's been
she
dope.
She put on a phenomenal concert. Phenomenal conference.
She's singing now. Go ahead, girl.
I'm tired, but a phenomenal women's conference, which Friday opened up with worship.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to hear two speakers. One just spoke about, you know, being a sister in Christ and what we need to do in order to be that sister.
Mm-hmm.
How we are able to lean onto our fellow sisters or, you know, women of God. And then we had a preacher who just set the tone for the entire night, which was absolutely phenomenal. And that way we were able to open up and pray over our sisters and, you know, just hear the Spirit speak through us to minister to our fellow sisters as well. So I think that was a great place for us to end.
Mm-hmm.
Then today, a nice little breakfast. And then we heard a bunch of stories, a bunch of testimonies of what God did for our sisters. My takeaway from that, even though K-Man was not
I was working out,
was not available, but my takeaway from the speakers today was just that we all go through things.
Mm-hmm.
We all most definitely go through things, and we have to not only rely on each other but rely on God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I guess that pushes me into the identity thing of that being women of Christ, we tend to lose ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we give so much to everything. Mm-hmm. We have to be sisters. We have to be daughters. We have to be, you know, girlfriends, wives. Then we have to be mothers. And then we have to be the maids. And then we have to be the cooks. And then we have to, you know, do the shopping. We have to be the shopper. And we wear so many hats that mm-hmm. in the midst of all of that and wanting to truly do all of that, we tend to lose ourselves and what we like because we don't become a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we sometimes ask God for, and you know, he gives us those responsibilities and things that we desire comes before ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, like, how do you balance that? How do you balance? Because you are a girlfriend, which you're courting.
Man.
You're courting, like you're getting ready to be someone's wife, and then on top of that you are an entrepreneur, and then you have a job, and then you have to be a sister, you have to be a daughter, you have to be a granddaughter, you
I'm
have to
tired
be a,
just hearing you talk,
man, because we still have to think about like you have to be nieces and aunties and cousins and, you know, on top of all that, be there for everyone, but yet ourselves.
I have to balance it out by taking time out for me. I have to have my me time. So I made that a priority. Without it, I'd probably go crazy. Mm-hmm. But I have to just detox myself from everything in order to gain balance and to not lose myself within the demands of everything else around me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think self-care is important. And one part of it is just taking time out for yourself by doing whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you feel good. So literally, if I'm just in a room chilling by myself, I'm in heaven. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm in heaven. And I think that kind of gives me that out that I'd be looking for if I didn't do that. Mm. It gives me that time to just kind of sit back and relax and just really get some me time. That's the only way I'm able to cope with it and able to balance.
Just you time.
Cause what?
And I said just you time.
Just me time.
Just and in your room.
In that me time though, it's not like I just be sitting in my room, just sitting in the middle of my bed. No, like No, like I just either I'm napping, which doesn't happen as often as it should. I really need to nap more.
Napping saves lives.
Man. I'm usually doing makeup or I'm contributing to my business some kind of way, watching movies on social media, like just little stuff, just to take my mind off and away from everything else.
So your self-care time involves just being in an exclusion of your mind of everything around you.
Mm-hmm. And lighting some candles.
Come on, candles.
Listen.
Candles most definitely would do the job.
I swear to y'all, real quick, that's all I want for Christmas. Give me some fall and winter candles this year.
Come on,
I would be so happy.
Hashtag K-Man's Christmas list. always gotta hashtag for K-Man. Hashtag K-Man Christmas list number one.
But candles. Yeah, that's really how I do it. What about you?
That's interesting. For me, in a number of ways, like I feel like spending time with God usually seizes my self-care.
I do that too. I didn't mention that, but it happens in my me time.
forget everything. I don't even want to think about God. But
I do.
Yeah, most definitely spending time with God, because mm-hmm. The exclusion of my mind, isolating my mind like that,
mm-hmm.
I can't do that. Like
you can't just be in a room and do other stuff. Like
correct.
Why are
like,
you kidding me?
I can be in my room,
yeah,
but my mind is always consumed to something. Me, that's why this gonna sound crazy, but this is why I don't like going home. Mm-hmm. Like when people mm-hmm. when I be like, "What y'all doing?" Or like, mm-hmm. you know, I make an effort to hang out, because usually I don't make an effort to hang out.
Yeah,
I don't like going home simply because that's my thinking space.
Gotcha.
That's my place where I'm constantly in my head mm-hmm. about whatever. Like that's where I deal with my emotions, that's where I deal with my spirituality, that's where I deal with me. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you could have done better, or you should have closed your mouth about this, you know, next time do this or do
but
that.
See, the same thing happens to me, but I actually like that time. I talk to myself all day, so like when I'm at home, yeah, I like that time though, because it's almost like I get a chance to kind of check myself.
Yeah. But I'm like really hard on myself.
Mm.
So that time I'm like majority of the time beat myself up. Mm-hmm. So, and that's another reason why I don't sleep at night, because I'm always thinking about how I could be better, what I could be doing to get better. You know, what's my next move? Mm-hmm. Where do I see myself next? Like, I don't look at time being at home as a time to rest. I look at it as a time to be better. Mm-hmm. Me being out Me being out, hanging with friends, actually making plans, going to the movies, shopping, you know, just taking, that's my self-care time.
Oh, honey.
And I have not had it in a long time. Me
that
planning
is so
a day.
Opposite
for me. Yeah, me planning a day. But, and I don't do often. Me planning a day. Brisha getting up, taking herself to breakfast. Then spending, having a nice long day at the mall where I'm able to pull stuff off the rack and try stuff on. And then I get to go and try on the shoes. And I got the, that's my self-care time. I mean, and then I do get to the place where, you know, I have to do stuff for myself, but I feel like self-care time is more so when I'm like, you know, doing my hair, doing my nails, you know, watching movies and stuff like that. That's more of a time to say like, okay, you know, step back and really, and that's my organization time. That's where I get in line of what I need to do. So I'm still like busy or I'm being better, but me loosening my head and going about my day, planning a day for myself, that's my self-care time.
Ooh, child.
And I don't do it at all, often
at all.
That's
so crazy because I, for one, I hate shopping. So that's not any, in any way, shape, or form self-care for me. I'd be like, look, I'm ready to just get in, get out, not think about nothing, just go.
Man.
I like just being able to sit in my own space and collect my thoughts and not have to be consumed with everybody else. I love cancel plans now. Man. That's like the best thing ever. But at the same time, I get it. I actually just, before I got here, it's always something that happened before I get here. Let's just talk about that. But Donovan, y'all just cut into me before I got here. He was like, you're so hard on yourself. Because I really am. And I'm my own worst critic. But I don't get like that when I'm by myself. Like, it's not like I start getting super hard on myself where I'm like beating myself up. But I'm just very critical and like analytical of every little thing, especially when it comes to makeup stuff. Like he'd be like, you have looks. Why haven't you posted them? Because he's like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, but this kind of looking, see, y'all call them excuses and they're not. It's just me being extremely critical. I see little stuff that y'all don't see. So it'd be
That's understanding though, but I think that's all, you know, comes with practice. I can say the same about my writing, and one of my brothers really had to cut into me. Like, you know, I was telling him like, oh, I want to be a blogger, then write. I write, but then do it consistently. I try to do it consistently, but you know, I like have something made up and then I don't want to put it out. And he's like, it's not about what you, and then he, excuse me, I wish I would have when he told me about a writer who he's mainly focused on business writing, but he was like, regardless of what it is, he's always putting something out. Even if he re-puts out something that he already put out and, you know, updated it or changed some words or added something to it, he's constantly putting something out. And he said, he went a little bit more in depth about that. And I wish I knew what he said, but it was really like, you know, eye-opening for him. It's like, this is something that you say you'd want to do. This is something that you say that you find yourself in and you want to share it with the world. And this is what God told you to do. But yet, you want to be critical about something that you want to do.
Get in my bag, man.
Like, I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
It makes sense. It's like, we get it. You know that you can do better. You can know you can be better. But that comes along with practice. And then people that's really like looking ain't zooming in like
that's what
it's her
see, eye, and
look
that's
at her
what he
eyes
said.
Like nobody is doing that. Everybody's gonna be like, yo, she looks dope. Like either they like it or not. Maybe some people just don't like your work at all and just gonna like it because it's you, or just to be like, oh yeah, I'm watching her, click. Or it's a lot of people that just watch you and don't say nothing, don't hit nothing. It's people that you know, just hit the hashtag, see your stuff, won't like it, but like, yo, that's pretty. Like, next time I'm in Detroit or whatever, I'm gonna you know, hit her up for to do my makeup. It's just about the consistency though, because if you don't consistently post, mm-hmm. They're not gonna see it. So what's right. really going on? Hashtag K-Mac cries. Hashtag
K-Mac. Why is she Christmas getting my list? Bag like that though? Like
number two, tissue.
Y'all gotta give me tissue as well. But I think going back to identity, that can most definitely tie into that. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think it's bad to be critical of yourself. It's when, like in my case, when in a lot of cases, you. When it stops you. Because I literally have things prepared.
Wow.
But I'd be like, nah.
Wow.
And no, like for real.
We have to go back to like for what real. We say almost, I want to assume, every single episode. It's not about you.
Yep.
What are you doing? So now you're stopping everybody's process. Because I told Kirsten a long time ago that her business is going to be the extension of everybody's business. The moment she does not move is the moment that no one moves.
God, that's such Excuse a responsibility. Me. Let me tell you, that's such a responsibility. It is. Amen.
And yet, we Amen. Still having this problem.
Amen.
And yet, we still having this problem. I feel like if we know ourselves, become in tune with God, do all the things that we need to do in order to focus on Him, what should be the holdup? If we know this is our calling, if we know we are identified in Christ through the gifts that He gives us.
I think a lot of time we just get in our own way. I know in my case, now I have gotten a whole lot better than I used to, but there's still that.
What's a whole lot better?
2%. That's like, yeah, 2%. That's like still getting in the way.
Just 2?
Just 2%.
Just 2%?
A strong 2%. Hmm. It might be 2.1, but it's like 2. Hmm. Legit. Legit.
Out of
legit.
What? 5?
Wow. You set the bar low.
I'm just asking, because when the last time did you post?
For what exactly? Because I just posted today, actually.
I didn't see that. I haven't been on social media.
Wow.
Even though it is Saturday. Cool.
But it has been a little minute since I did like my makeup Mondays and all that stuff. But yeah, I think a lot of the reason I was even hesitant to even start that in the beginning or even start taking stuff serious, period, was an identity crisis, because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was within my business and within my passion. Because at first it was just, I just like makeup. I didn't want to do all this. But then it was like, no, God said you got a whole different calling. And I'm like, oh, what? And so then that just took a whole different route in my plans. So, yeah.
And now we're at the point, you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's mm-hmm. the issue? You.
Yeah.
And at what point does that not become an excuse any longer?
Exactly. No, like for real.
No.
But I think that's a question that we can all ask ourselves.
I'm asking you. Because, like, then we get caught up in these cycles. I continue mm-hmm. to be doing the same thing. And at what point do we say, no, that's not how it's going to be. I'm really going to follow after Christ.
Or after what He told me. Yeah.
You are?
It's a really big responsibility on me, and it's so annoying. Like, God told me that. Like, I know at least in terms of, like, Don and I, he told me one day, he was like, he's going to move when you do. Why? So, what if I'm lazy and I don't want to move?
Well, he's not going to move. He's lazy and not going to move.
What do you mean? Like, for real. And so that is a big burden. It's a big responsibility.
It is. It is. But
yeah,
that's what he equipped you to do.
Yeah.
That's a part of your identity.
Man.
Now.
Mm.
And then, like, I mean, I don't want to put that. I don't want to put that out there. But Don becomes the man that he is supposed to be because of your movement and your helping hands, and your movement and your moving feet.
Wow, so it's a big responsibility, y'all.
Huge.
That's why this court and stuff, man. It's yeah, amen.
Amen.
It's a big, glory, it's glory. A lot.
I mean, but I really want to go back to this question. At what point?
I really don't know, because it literally has to start with me. Like, it just does, and that goes with anything. Well, in any of our lives, really. Like,
but how would? I don't know if you know this, but how would you seek to change that? So many unanswered questions.
Yeah. Because I don't know the actual answer to that. I think it's honestly a matter of just moving. Like, literally just moving. Because it's like, when you do that, you're at a standstill. When you are, like, consumed in your own thoughts, and you won't basically follow what God is saying, and other than disobedience, is definitely you being just stagnant. And the way to get out of that is moving.
And at what point literally. Do we really get tired and be like, I can't do this no more?
Because
I be listening to a lot of people, and I'm all for success stories and, you know, greatness. And then people really be like, so many entrepreneurs and, you know, who found satisfaction in their life, they really be like, it was just at a point where I couldn't do it no more. It was really at that point where I really couldn't do that more, and I would rather starve, I would rather be homeless, I would rather, you know, be living out of my car than to be stuck in the bondage of whatever, you know, a 9-to-5, or, you know, living with my mom, or, you know, in this relationship or something like that. So, like, I really want to challenge every listener, at what point do we get tired and we come out of our own way? Like, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired, but
what are you tired of?
I feel like at this point in my life, I feel like I'm going. Like, I don't want to say I'm the happiest I have ever been, but I'm very satisfied. But I know I'm not as far as I can be. And I know, I don't want to say, would myself be like having fear is me stopping me?
That's what it is.
I don't want to put fear on me, but I think essentially that's what it is.
That's what it is. What exactly are you afraid of? Because I know in my case, it's me being critical. And I think for me, it's more critical than it is fearful at this point. Because it was a time when it was fear over that. But I think with you, it's fearful. For what, though?
Because I see God moving me from the back to the front.
Yeah.
I see me having to hold the burden of being that face, being that voice, being, you know, calling myself things that I feel that I am not ready for, two, unworthy for, and three, just not what I saw for myself. And I have to understand that it's not about me. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know. Because I want to say I have to give myself a prayer for it. that's not the case.
Ain't gonna never
because
be
I'm
prepared.
Because I see it.
Yeah,
like I'm seeing here. I wish I could see my hands. I'm seeing myself like here, but it's just like okay. And every single time, get a little bit closer to the front. So it's like, Lord, you know, I'm not worthy to speak your word. I'm not worthy to be put in a position that's going to help your people, even though I was helped. I want people to receive you and get to know you and things like that. So now, you know, I'm having to put, you know, my voice out there mm-hmm. and your word out there. Mm-hmm. But what do I know about you? What do I know about your word? And when I say I can have a full-blown conversation about God all day.
Yeah.
About how amazing he is, about, you know, his word. You know, I don't know the Bible from front to back, but mm-hmm. or back to front. But
you got a relationship.
I know my God. I know my relationship.
Right.
So now I'm really at the spot of where, like, I'm all over the place because this is something that I really, really want, like all day, every day, just to, you know, be in your presence because I know that's where I feel most comfortable. Mm-hmm. Never felt as comfortable as now I'm at the place where I don't feel comfortable unless I'm, you know, facing you, unless I'm serving you or, you know, that's what my happiness is. But mm-hmm. now it's like, so what now? Because, like, you know, now people are seeing these things on you. Now people are calling these things out for you.
That's, now, I think, the most frustrating thing. It's not a bad thing. We make it bad because we don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But when people call you the name that God
called you.
And you'd be like,
like, what? Like, you didn't know.
Man, like, you didn't know it. Like, no,
now you're surprised.
Right. And, like, he told you, like, this is what you was going to be. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. When and people, you knew this.
Yeah,
I showed
like,
you to it.
When people you. Talk to me about makeup or be like you earlier, I sent Brisha a picture, y'all. She, what'd you say? Miracle worker? Something you said.
Yeah, you're going to work in miracles again.
Yeah, I'm like that type of stuff takes me back because I'll be like, I mean...
Oh, I say you stay working America.
Yeah,
I
just be like, okay, like I don't know how to receive it, but it's like, no, God told you that your hands was gone.
Right? Do you think you good? like you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't think you good. Like,
I think I'm good, but I'm hard on myself because I'm always striving to get better. So I think I'm good.
Always,
but at the same time, I'm like. So that you can get better. And I literally, each time I put my hands on someone's face, that sounds very bad, but y'all get it. Each time I do it, I'm just like, it's better than last time. You progressing each time. Like, you're doing something different each time. Before I have a appointment, I'm praying, like, God, bless my hands. I pray that they enjoy it. Like, just everything. Like, my approach is different. I don't look at this as, I'm just doing this because I want to get a come up. I'm trying to be big, whatever, whatever. Nah. This is my therapy. This is literally my ministry. And I don't know. I feel the same for you. Like when you're in your bag, when you're in your bag.
Come on, being in the bag.
But like when God is literally using you just to even witness it, it's like, nah, she and that boy. Like that's amazing to me to watch. So I just feel like. The other thing too of you saying like not feeling worthy, that's another big thing. It's like, God, I'm like nobody, but he like, nah, you not nobody. And then stop calling yourself nobody because I didn't call you to be that,
man.
Like
that's
just...
that thing hurts my feelings, like
yeah.
Even after today's Saturday, after worship Friday, like I'm just driving going to the restaurant to meet you, and I'm just like, Lord, forgive me for anything that I have put on myself that, you know, that you didn't call me or, you know, for marking myself unworthy or marking myself, you know, or having some type of identity issue with myself because I know what you call me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I stand in my mirror and I have to tell myself that, you know, you call me this, you show me this, you made me valuable, you know, having a car, having a job didn't make me valuable, but you made me valuable.
Right.
If I lose everything today, I will be okay because I know what you call me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, you know, people see things in me and, you know, read my blogs and really give less. Like, this morning, our Sunday school teacher, yesterday, coming in to worship, she like, I read your blog. Amazing.
Come on.
Like, and for so long, I've been telling her, like, oh, I want to write a blog. And she mentioned it to me again. So I just wrote it on a piece of paper and slipped it to her. And I'm just like, you know, like, I don't know why I couldn't say it out loud. Like, why couldn't, I really could not say it out loud. Like,
you, I really say couldn't. Your what?
My website, I couldn't tell her, like, go to my website, because I feel like that's boosting.
You know what? But I think that scares you. I'm trying to think of times I've been around you where saying words for yourself scares you. So, like, if somebody's asking you, like, what you are, there's been times where you don't want to say blogger. And I'd be like, why? Because that's really what you are. And you be like, I don't know what I am. Like, I guess I write. Like, I guess I. Like, yeah, I mean, guess. Like, what you mean? You have a full blog that's really popping. Like
a whole website.
Mm-hmm. That's like, but me saying, I guess I do makeup. I mean, I'm kind of a, I do makeup. Like, what? No, you're a makeup artist. Like,
I mean, but that, but I, wow, this is crazy. Because I can go at you like that.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing, oh, I'm a makeup artist. But then you be like, I'm critical of my work. Wait,
very. Yep.
Huh?
Yep. But see, that's the whole thing with us being hard on ourselves and with other people seeing stuff. And no, you know what? Because I think is that we do see it on ourselves and we're afraid to admit it. So it's hard for us to even say it out loud, hear it.
I mean, I know that comes from, because that means you're going to have to be committed to it.
Absolutely.
So if I call myself that, there's a responsibility. It is. Yeah. If I call myself a blogger, that means I'm going to
have to blog. That's a responsibility, sir.
That means I'm going to actually have to blog.
Yep.
Like now, I can miss some Wednesdays or whatever case may be, and it'll be on me. Like, mm-hmm. I'll feel a burden of it. Like now, like I missed last Wednesday because it came so quick. Like we came off a vacation and it went so fast. Here. I'm like, whoa. But I didn't say nothing. But now it's like, now I feel a burden. I felt the burden Friday because when I wasn't working, I did Wednesday and Friday for the last 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt the burden on Friday. I'm like, yo, like after I get off, I have to go write something. But then I had, you know, the worship and stuff like that. So now another week is approached. It's like, should I post 3 vlogs?
Why not?
But I mean, like, but I have so much more that I want to do, and I don't want to get stuck in that lane because I feel like my website is going to offer so much more than just blogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be okay with missing, but I also want to be pressed about putting out.
Gotcha.
That makes sense.
It does.
So, and it's just a whole bunch of pressure that you're just putting in.
I completely understand.
So, you know, I want to, but then it's just like, I'm going to have to own up to this. I'm going to really have to keep this going.
Now, is that I think that's really the answer to our question of why it's so hard to even start, or why it's so hard to even go, believe in yourself, you know, all of that. Why it's so hard to identify with something, because when you finally find your identity, when you finally accept it, there's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't want to take ownership and be responsible for it, because that means that work has to be put in.
Wow. This is true.
Like, literally, like, it's people that I see out here that I'm like, you should be doing X, Y, and Z. It's a responsibility behind it.
But you know the craziest thing, because we would get caught up in doing, wasting our time.
Yeah.
Wasting our time. Not only wasting our time, but wasting our talents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, BS on bullcrap just to say, like, oh, I'm talented in this, but I'm gonna go ahead and go off on to the side and not do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna waste my time at this 9-to-5 where I could be really getting paid to what I love to do and be happy doing it and feel successful and accomplished, but yet I'd rather go work for somebody else and constantly make a check because that's where my security lies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, huh? Like, we so bad want to be held in bondage. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's scary though. Like yeah. nobody else is scared about bondage.
Man.
Bondage scares the crap out of me. Like to be so sold and to be so wrapped up into something that holds no weight, that holds no pressure, that does not tangle you.
Mm-hmm.
And you rather be wrapped up in that than to be happy, than to be successful in your own mind, because now we are identifying success as something else.
Right.
Instead of what we feel would be successful, which is literally like nothing tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we don't understand, is that success does not come from things that we can touch. It's literally a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Success is an emotion.
It is.
That we refuse to get attached to because we don't want to fail.
Yep. Ain't it crazy? It's really crazy.
We really sick. Like, everyone is truly sick.
I'm not sick. I just got a little cold. But I'm not like, no. But man. Yeah.
Man. It's I'm mind blown.
It's a big identity crisis because we don't want to take responsibility for something he had already called us to be, already told us to do. That's a lot of where the crisis happens.
Gave us these titles and we had to call ourselves something else.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Wow, that got good fast. Come through that.
Come on.
Sorry, y'all. It was real personal at first. And, but it had to be. We had to get there, man.
Cutting into each other, into ourselves.
We had to get there.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's really real. This got me thinking, like, my spiritual levels have been so high this mm-hmm. entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really just want to sleep.
I'm so tired.
Yeah.
But it's a good tired.
It is. That's another luxury for me when it comes to self-care. It's sleeping.
I know. You're a real life.
Judgment. I just feel like judgment is about to come out of your mouth.
You're a real life panda bear. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah, that's my spiritual animal.
You just be rolling around, just lazy.
Call me panda like, bee.
Yep. So next topic. No. But like always, we do want to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
About identity. What's your identity crisis? If you feel comfortable telling us that, like, it's totally cool.
Yeah.
It's totally cool. We would really love to hear from other people because, again, we know we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
We know we're not the only ones. We both have come a long way. But it's still so much more growth to happen.
A long, long, long way. It's still so much more growth. Able to sit up here and have this conversation.
Yeah.
Because for so long, I don't even know if I ever thought there was something wrong with me or that I was ever lost. I mm-hmm. never got to that. I know I was lost because I knew for sure I always wanted to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I was, ever since I was a little girl, like, you know, in kindergarten, they would ask the questions, what you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
So many doctors, so many lawyers, because we know that's what makes the money. So many teachers, all that type of stuff. And I would always say I wanted to be a journalist.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It just made me think. The first thing I ever said I wanted to be was an artist. Hmm. But I didn't know what kind. I was just, I want to be an artist. That's crazy.
And that's why I say we really need to go back in our story. Because God has been working on us ever since
that was in
I
like
can remember.
First grade.
I remember kindergarten. We had to draw a picture. And everybody had their stuff, and I always said that I either wanted to be a writer or a journalist or something like that. It wasn't until I got to high school until, you know, you really started to think what you wanted to do with your life. And like, I had this teacher, phenomenal teacher, and he just started talking about business. And now I'm at the point, I'm in the hood, I'm in my neighborhood high school, you know, nothing like, you know, skip all the time, like mm-hmm. classes wasn't taken serious, you know, graduation wasn't, you know, if you graduated, that was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that would be something that'd be just like okay then what's next after
mm-hmm.
that. It was graduating from high school was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, congratulations, because so many people from my high school dropped out. So just being there, now I'm at the point to where, okay, I need money.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to give me money? If I'm mm-hmm. going to college, I need to make money. And then, you know, you have so many people in your ear about what's going to work and what's not going to work.
That's like, where my breakdown happened. Yep. I got my fingers crossed because of that. Like, for real. That's, yep. I think that it was the start of my identity crisis, because in my head, I knew I loved makeup and I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. But everybody else around me, oh, you ain't gonna make no money in that. Yeah. Oh, that ain't no real career. That's not, oh, that's just a hobby, or people not taking it serious, which I don't know why I expected people to, because mm-hmm. they're not gonna understand like I do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people just looking down on what you feel and know for yourself is what shapes your identity. And I think that's another factor in that. Mm-hmm. We are influenced by, you know, the people around us very heavily. Mm-hmm. More than we think. A lot more than we think.
Absolutely. We define ourselves how people identify us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's people telling us what we should do. Because for me, it's never been about the money. It's like, God is going to carry me some kind of way. I know what I want to do, but I just know God is going to carry
me. Like, even before I knew who God was, it was never about the money for mm-hmm. me. Like, I was fine. If I'm happy, I'm fine.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Nothing in my pocket, nothing in my bank account. I'm happy, though. Like, yep. People don't understand that money brings all this anxiety.
So much other stuff.
Like, everything. Like, it's too much for me. It's too much for me. I mean, I love money.
Right.
But would I kill for it? Nah. I just had that $5.
Like, you stretch this $5. Like, right. You want $250? All right, I got the $250.
Oh, somebody just stole $5 from me. Oh, well. Like, you know, it can hurt because it sets you back a little bit. But, you know, once you have something stolen from you or taken from you and snatched from you, like, that stuff, it comes and it goes. Mm-hmm. What you're not going to do nothing but work and get it back.
Basically.
So you freaking out about something that you gonna get back once you work.
We place a lot of value in money and not as much value in the things that we really should be doing.
Exactly. I mean, not even just money, like unnecessary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessary stuff all the way around. Money is very one of them. We love it because, you know, it literally makes the world go round.
Yeah.
But we waste a lot of time. We waste a lot of time not doing what we're supposed to be doing because we have all these factors of what we supposed to have mm-hmm. on and what we don't have. And we put emphasis on what people might say and the things people might do. And so, again, at what point do you get tired? At what point do you get tired and you just say, to heck with it all? On to the greatness.
Is that what you say? To heck with it all.
To heck with it all. On to the greatness of happiness and truly being who we are called to be. Calling ourselves the titles of what God calls us. And, you know, living out our destiny and, you know, walking into our journeys, like, at what point?
My stuff won't work, so I couldn't look it up to find the exact scripture. But
come on, scripture.
The word does say somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
I don't want to misquote anything, but, you know, God will make it so that your gift does make room for you. Mm-hmm. And when I grew up hearing that, I didn't know what that meant. I was just like, what? Make room for me? Like, I really didn't understand it. But the older I get, the more that I dive into what he's calling me to do, it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. And especially, I think for us being in an industry where it's like creatives, it's so many creatives. It's so many people out here doing, you know, some of everything. And it's easy to get discouraged mm-hmm. and be like, well, I don't know what's going to make me different. I don't know what's going to make me stand out. But literally, y'all, God has given me a lot of different opportunities that I know I wasn't qualified for. But he like set it up so that it was literally a space waiting for me. And so that's honestly what pushes me to keep going, because he's like, there's a place for you. God tells me that all the time. Like, there's a place for you. Although you don't think it is, and there's so many other people out here doing the exact same thing you want to do,
yeah.
But your approach is different. Your heart is different. Your drive is different.
Yeah.
You gotta just keep on leaning and depending on him, I'm telling you, because he will make things happen.
Absolutely.
I'm really big on networking. I've tried to network with some people, and God has shut that thing down so quick, and I really didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. Understand it more and more.
You thought it was something against you.
Yeah. People, y'all, that I've like looked up to, that I've like admired from afar and all that stuff, and God just be like, I'm gonna cut that. What? But they could, nah, that's not the direction I want you to go in. Mm-hmm. Or no, I want you to figure this out for yourself and not have that extra stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go through this so you can know it. Like, it's, exactly. It's
because you can look at it like, if I get those people, if I tell those people to tell you everything that you need to know, would you do it?
Exactly.
And then would your stuff start looking like their stuff?
Exactly.
I did not call you to be a duplicate. That's what my girl said last night.
Come on, she did. Identity.
Stop trying to be a duplicate.
Stop trying to be a duplicate. It's too many of those out mm-hmm. here. Be authentic. Be authentic.
I have
for
something
real.
Different for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to be caught up in your being critical of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be sure. Once I place something in you, I want it to come out from you,
yep.
Not from somebody else and yep. what somebody else
or what
from
somebody
you.
Influenced you to do. Because yes. then here's another yes. loop around it is that you get that person with that person that you've now networked with and you just stepped out and God ain't told you to do that. And so now they've given you stuff. This person not going to be jealous because now you taking stuff that they told you about or that they helped you on. Like, it's just so many loops to mm-hmm. that I really had to grow up and thank God, like, that he's kept me from some people because I have no idea what was attached exactly. to them, to the situation, to the networking. Like, I had no idea. So God is dope.
Okay.
Really dope. He has kept me from some stuff.
I don't know what I'm saying.
What?
About you know, all business is not good, but
yeah,
good
not
business,
good business.
Or like they said something real saved, like all businesses is not blessed businesses or
not
something
saved
like that.
Business?
I don't know. But yeah, so so that scripture you're talking about, Proverbs 18:16.
Come on,
a man's gift makes room for him, and brings him before a great people.
Yeah, I really did. I would have misquoted the mess out of that, y'all. I would have been like, yeah, so, yeah, nah. shout out to Brichet,
because
my internet was not working. I'm like, this is not working. Yeah, for real.
So, and it's something that you truly believe. If we're going back to next week, that's something that you have to have faith in God for.
Come on.
And he's most definitely going to bring you into those rooms, that he's going to, you know, change some things for you. Like, God didn't place you here to be miserable. Like,
yeah.
If you believe in the God that we serve, it's not to be miserable.
Everybody has a purpose.
And whether you find delight in your calling, I think that's up to you. Up to mm-hmm. you and God. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, he does some things that we do not want to do and we fight tooth and nail for it. But once we walk into that, he's going to be like, this is why I called you to it, because mm. no one else could touch this area of what I called you to.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh.
Thank you, Lord. I wanted to.
Ooh. Yeah, it's so much to expound upon.
It is.
And we are still a work in progress. We really want y'all to know that. We come on here and we're not trying to boast about nothing, not trying to act like we got it together, because clearly we do not. And we're not afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, this walk is not an easy walk, but we would definitely not trade it for the world.
At all.
Like, it's not an easy walk, but it's so much better with God. Because when I was just out here doing it on my own, boy.
I used to tell myself that, too. I'm just going to do it on my own.
Look, boy.
I got you.
Nowhere.
In the same circles.
lost. You didn't know what your identity was. Do you think identity has different stages?
I believe so. Only because we get older and we change so often. Mm-hmm. So on every level, we have to find ourselves in a different way.
I believe that too. Hmm. Because my identity crisis was different in college than it is now.
Absolutely.
Because I'm different. I'm not the same person. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't looking for my identity even in my passion now, because I wasn't even doing that. Mm. I was just out here. Yeah. Like, literally just out here.
Or do we look at that as the different levels of identity, or just different stages? Do we find ourselves and maintain that? So we consider that our identity, and we find, and we just have different stages to that identity, if that makes sense.
I get what you're saying. See, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that we just, like, there's a different identity,
I believe that too. For a different level. It just popped up in my head. Like, you know, do we overall just find ourselves?
Because then are you really growing at that point? Hmm. Like, or are you just staying the same person? You just evolving into somebody different each stage?
Yeah.
But you, like, literally, you're just the same. Your hair just changed. Like, you're not really.
That's exactly how it would be. Oh, you just put some glasses on your
right,
face.
Like, so it's like.
You wear lashes now. Like.
Yeah. That's it. I think I'm interested in growing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just change my hair color. I want to.
Always.
Let's get into this new bag. Come on, bags. Get into a new bag. Like, let's tap into something different.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
This is a healthy topic. Yeah. It has woke me.
It woke me. Come on, stay woke.
Is that right? I don't think that's right.
It woke me up. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take that.
Because it really gets you thinking on the space that you are in your life. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Seriously. And now we get to go off of that because we're still in this. Oh, man. NDC said something so great today. And I like she was saying that she don't know much about basketball, but it's four quarters of your life. Mm. The first quarter you're learning. The second quarter you're earning. The third quarter. The third quarter you're sowing, because the fourth quarter God is going to soar you.
She better preach on today.
She preached. And I don't even know if I said that exactly how she said it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God. She was like, the first 25 years of your life, you are really earning. Mm-hmm. Then the next, like, or you're learning. Then the next 25, you're going to be earning. And I'm just like, that makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. Because, like, we fight so hard. You know, we always say like our 20s are about learning and stuff like that. But literally all up into 25, you're completely just learning. You're learning about yourself, because those from birth to you 25, you're changing so much.
It's a lot that goes on in those years.
You a baby, you're a child, then you're a teenager, then you're a young adult. So you're trying to figure out those stages, all that you literally years of schooling and stuff like that, mm-hmm. until you get about 25, and then you're like adulthood really hits you. Mm-hmm. So now, what is that? See, I can't speak on it. I can't speak on it after that. I wish you had like some older women to speak on that and what it truly means to earn.
We might need to bring an older.
I would absolutely love that, to have that conversation of what is the expectations for the next quarter of your life?
For real, for real. And like, how do you identify with that? I'm like, I'm having a midlife crisis. Oh my God. And I'm just like, what? Like, sis, you just made it over to 25 humps, sis. Like,
you just made it.
Yeah.
And now you, like, so I really want to know what to expect, because now, at first, no one told us what to expect. No one told us what mm-hmm. to expect from the next grade level and, you know, social life. And no one told us growing up. Nobody, I mean, our parents told us, like, oh, you're gonna lose friends, but it was all cute
right.
until you actually until lost
it
them.
Happened. You'd be like, what am I like, supposed to do? What do you mean?
This was my best friend. She stabbed me in my back. Like, we don't know what to expect. So now we're over that 25 hump. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm starting to think about it, I'm like terrified.
No, like,
because it's like, really, what to expect? Like, now we're I hate to say it, but this is what popped up. Now we're like, I don't want to say anticipating, but now we're getting into, our parents are getting older, yeah, and sick, yeah, and we're losing important people in our lives, mm-hmm, and we're losing friendships that we always thought we would have. Mm-hmm. We're getting married now and having kids, and this is a whole different identity than
whole
what I
different
knew.
Identity.
I just found myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no possible way to just stay in that one identity and just change your hair. Like, you literally have to keep evolving because you're not the same person.
Not the same.
Like, you're really not the same person.
Not the same.
You can't be the same, harboring on the same identity that you found yourself at 18, being a wife. Like, that's not going to work. It's just not.
Yeah.
It's really just not. Like, yeah, this stuff is...
It's deep.
It's deep.
You got me thinking, y'all.
It's really deep.
I'm going to be in my little emotion bag all day.
Like, what do y'all think? We really want to know what y'all think about identity.
Yeah.
And the way that it shapes you.
Yeah.
Different
stages of it.
Different stages.
Where you at? Where you think about the next quarter of your life is going to be? I'm very interested in that. Mm-hmm. Of how people think their next quarter is going to be.
It's a good question.
It really is. Come on. I'm going to have some conversation with people. Before we get too deep, let's go into lighten up the mood a little bit. Beauty tip.
Beauty what?
Tip.
What'd you say first?
Tip.
Tip. My beauty tip for the week, ladies. I actually posted it on my Instagram. And I'll just shout myself out right now at IamKMat. Go follow me. And if you want to follow my business page, it's The Beauty Hour. So I posted, like, a lot of times for especially my melanin sisters, we do not like to use color on, you know, for makeup, like on our eyes or lips or whatever. And I think it's really important for us to tap into that bag. I'm just all about the bags today. I'm here for it. But, you know, use some color. It's okay. As long as you blend, that's all you need to do is just blend. But definitely use some color. Don't be afraid to use the oranges and the pinks and the yellows, blues, greens, purples, all of that. Like, we say, I actually went through a stage of just staying in, like, natural, neutral colors. Like, I did not move out of gold and browns worth nothing, y'all. Like, that's all I wore. Oh, my God. And it's like, it makes me cringe now just thinking about it, because now I rarely do, like, just neutrals. Mm-hmm. I mix up some of everything because our skin, it literally looks good on our skin.
Yeah.
I pushed her. Girl. And now sis be wearing color.
Like,
let me tell you, it's a whole different, you advance to that different level when you start using the color, man.
And it feels good. It makes your eyes look different.
It makes you look different. Man.
Let me tell y'all. In like college, I did not wear makeup.
Oh, God.
At all. Mm-hmm. But when I say I was putting brown on brown.
Bruh.
Brown on brown. And then I went to KMAC's workshop and I learned how to apply it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was able to mix some little colors. So then I started using the more naturals,
mm-hmm,
or more neutrals, you know, like dark browns and golds and stuff like that. Trying to go a little bit out. Now I be like, yo, let me use this color.
Listen.
And it makes the outfit look much better. And we both brown skin. So.
Yes. You can definitely do it. Don't be afraid.
I'm not going back. I'm about to look for some more little palettes,
I'm telling you,
honey.
So do not be afraid of color, because once you do it, you're going to be like, oh,
yeah,
I can do that.
Now, one thing she trying to get me out of that I refuse to go is lip.
Listen.
I'm either going dark or I'm just going to do a little gloss, but super, super pink, oranges, grays, all
you
that.
You want
I'm
to contrast those colors, though. You're afraid of it because you don't want to look like a clown. But you contrast those colors by going like darker with the pencil and then putting that color right in the center of your lip and blending.
But the thing is, I'm not afraid because it's not like I haven't used color at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like it on me.
Okay.
I prefer like eyes bow, safe lip. then I'm safe. Then the look is safe. Like, I can't see myself. I might try. I always wanted to try. Like, I do more hotter pinks, lighter pinks. But, you know, it was a time where all I wanted to do was find the perfect nude.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was find the perfect nude.
I had that time too. I'm a gloss girl, so I get it. Like, I would take gloss over lipstick. Like, legit.
I'm a matte lip girl. Mm-hmm.
I love lip gloss. I love lip gloss.
My hair, I wear too much weed for that. It gets stuck right on my lip. I don't have time.
Meanwhile, no hair. Well, today I have hair. But most of the time, no hair. So I don't got to worry about it. But yeah, that's my beauty tip for the week, you guys. Let me know if you try something. My ladies out there, let me know if you try something. And let me know what beauty tips you guys want to hear.
Okay. I feel like we don't really need a nitpick of the week because
we didn't nitpick ourselves.
We picked ourselves apart more week. So yeah, we're clear on that. If you want to tell us your nitpick, you know, hit us via email, thequeendomhour@gmail.com, or hit our Instagram, thequeendomhour on IG @thequeendomhour on IG. Slide into them DMs.
Slide into Brichet's personal DMs.
For personal dates.
For a personal date. This is not Christian Mingle, people.
I am looking for a cider meal date.
She
but
is.
Whatever.
Oh, can we put that out there? Cider meal date. Anybody. Anyhow. She just want to go to the cider meal. That's it.
My personal Instagram @_QueenBichet and my website, www.queendomheights.com.
And you guys, like I said before, follow me on both of my Instagram pages. Personal one is @IMKMatt. Business is @It'sTheBeautyHour. And trying to think of what else. Snapchat, Twitter is @IMKMatt as well.
Twitter. @QueenBichet as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all we got. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Queendom Hour. We look forward to getting at this again on episode number 5. All right.
Bye, you all.